Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Hey, Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Hey, Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Take you to the moon, now I can take you to my room. I can push the walls back in.
bed behind your head and then throw you in the sleeper. You saying that you love it. Well, come on, baby, keep up. We're trying to reach out for the sexual erotica. She love me all inside of her. She wanna keep it in. I'ma keep that thing looking. I'ma do her ass in. From the window to the wall. Make sure that she get it out. It feel better when she put that kind of bush against it low. From the window to the wall. Make sure that she get it out.
Come on, come on, come on. wear sunglasses at nighttime. I said, well, baby, because I'm a motherfucking rock star. Does that answer your question?
My name is Buck. I'm going to be sitting in for the lovely Catrice, a.k.a. Mrs. Buck. For now, we're just going to chill on out, man. I'm going to come back with a topic. I see y'all out there. I see you with your hands up. Hold tight. We're going to keep going with some of this piano, man, and we're going to be right there with you.
Yeah, yo. This is a tribute. You know what I'm saying? 1996, the CD came out. Changed Atlanta so hard.
Right on, Lawless. Right on, Lawless. This Buck. I'm back. Man, that kind of took me back. My man said 1996. Damn, I can't, I guess it ain't supposed to be for me to remember what I was doing back in 96. But anyway, like I say, hey, my name is Buck. I'm sitting here for the lovely Catrice, a.k.a. Mrs. Buck. And I'm just sitting here, and I ain't going to go off on too much, you know. I'm gonna throw a little bit of something out there, something that was on my mind today. I want to dedicate this to all the nicotine fiends and friends of mine, you know, your cigarette smokers, your tobacco smokers, you know, whether it's regular or menthol longs or shorts, or hell, even the 120s, I don't care. You know, my cigar smokers, my pipe smokers out there, you know, or for my non-smokers, you know, folk that have tried to quit, folk that haven't quit, folk that just say, the hell with it, I'm going to go on and smoke on until I can't smoke no more. But that's pretty much what my show is about. That's pretty much what this topic is about today. I know it may be a little bit off the beaten path, but it was just something on my mind. I'm going to open it up to everybody out there, you know. Number is 646-478-5209. I believe I got somebody out here. I think I see a 816-668. Can you hear me? Can you talk to me? This is Buck. You listen to the Raw Deal with Catrice. Talk to me.
Hey, Buck. What's going on?
I can't call her. What you up to?
Hey, nothing. It's Melissa. It's Mel.
Hey, sugar. How you feeling?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Well, thanks.
She cool, right?
Yeah, she, you know, she's doing what she do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, she all right. She living well. She healthy. She just, like I say, just doing what she do. You can't stop a train when it's in motion. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Hey, I'll fail you on that one.
Yeah. So much.
But you won't get hit.
You damn right. You doing all the hitting.
You
damn
right. You know
right.
What? It was really funny when you brought up the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not making this up. I'm being dead serious because I was sitting here, and I actually was lighting up a cigarette when it came out your mouth. I'm like, oh no, he did not go. I mean, for real, my flame was just lighting up when it came out your mouth.
Yeah. I thought I'd put that one out there. You know, Catrice, she mostly talk about the doing it and the fluid and all that, and how long it is, how thick it is, how strong it is, this, that, and the other. My thing, as long as it lasts, I don't care how big or short or strong it is, as long as it lasts. But I'm going off the beaten path a little bit, and I wanted to talk about it because I'm sorry if I keep fading in and out on you. I can't keep my mic still. It's something that came across to me because I'm a smoker. You know, I've been smoking since 1987. You know, so as they say, do the math or whatever. So due to some certain health reasons right now, I'm supposed to, you know, lay back on my smoking. You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing what I can, but, you know, it's still kind of hard. I remember back in the day, I think it was a couple of years ago, man, that was a commercial. It was brought out by, I want to say it was sponsored by a company called Truth.com. And they had a catchy little slogan, and it went, if you smoke, you might lose your life, but if you don't, you might beat your wife. So, you know, it was funny to me, you know what I'm saying? It was funny to me at the time. I'm like, damn, that's funny as hell. But then I thought about it, and a couple of years before that, I think I was in Georgia, and I told Catrice, baby, I need some square. She's like, I ain't buying no cigarettes. I'm like, look here. If you value your life, you're going to go out there and get some motherfucking cigarettes. And now that I had seen that commercial 7 years later, I'm like, damn, you probably got a point there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, but like I said, it was catchy and it was funny to me, and it kind of stuck with me, and I always joke about it. But I don't think a motherfucker's actually going to beat their wife over a cigarette. I mean, an argument or two, you know. Then you're like, okay, let me get this motherfucker a cigarette so he can calm down, go sit his ass down in the corner somewhere. And chill out. But I remember once upon a time, I think I tried to quit. And I think I quit about 3 days. Yeah, I think that's about as long as I went 3 days. You ever tried?
Yeah, I've been smoking for 17 years. And I can't I'm not a heavy smoker. Well, I have become within like the last 6 months because of personal issues. But
uh-huh.
before that, I wouldn't consider myself a heavy smoker. I'm just now gradually getting there.
Yeah.
But as far as trying to quit, I can't say that I've really just been like, I'm not smoking no more. Now, I can go 2 or 3 days without having a cigarette, and it won't
exactly.
bother me.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, like, you know, when I'm working, I don't smoke. So a lot of people at work don't even know I smoke. So that's why I say I'm not a heavy smoker, because some people have to have it. Now,
mm-hmm.
I can't just go, like, I'm not smoking for the rest of my life. Like, that's not going to happen. But
well,
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not, I don't know if you call me a heavy smoker or not, but I don't do any more than a half a pack a day. And now that I've tried this quitting regimen, I may do maybe 5 cigarettes a day, you know, but I'm one that, I like to smoke when I'm drinking and,
right.
also when I'm bored. So I try to keep myself active, as to where I don't have that craving for a cigarette, but I'm also doing the patches. I can't say that they're 100% effective, but they do help in some ways.
They tried to put me on them things, but they so expensive. Do they work? Because I'm like, well, I'm spending $50 for this thing. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Because I think I bought a box from Walmart for about $40.
Right.
And I mean, it helps, and that's pretty much. I think that's pretty much why I'm doing like the. 3-4 cigarettes a day instead of like the half a pack a day. But I also bought one of those one of those smokeless cigarettes.
Right.
Yeah, it's not working too well. So that I will honestly say about that.
I can't see how that would work anyway, but
well, what it is, it's basically just giving you the taste of like you know, if you're a menthol smoker, it's giving you the taste of the menthol. But it's so-called not actually giving you the smoke. It's actually water vapor, as they call it, you know, with menthol in it. You know, it's a pretty nifty thing, you know, but I don't know.
Basically, you're trying to trick yourself, but that I don't see how that would work because you already know you're not smoking, you know.
Well, the way I see it, I kind of see it as a form of smoking in public because, like I said, it's not actual smoke. You know, it's like water vapor or something. So that's the way I'm getting it. Because I would see people at work, you know, the receptionist, customer service reps, you know, and they have them, you know. And I'm like, well, okay, well, I guess, you know, if you can get away with it, don't do it. You know, I didn't judge, you know, but I didn't smell any smoke. So I guess that was all good, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I haven't tried the pill. Now, you know, they got a pill out to help you stop smoking. And there was a young lady at the job, and she said she was trying it. And I told her I really didn't too much care for it, mostly for the side effect. One of the side effects
right.
was may have thoughts of suicide. Well, fuck that. Just give me a cigarette, you know.
My dad is on that. And he said that he started having nightmares and, you know, it was affecting him when he was sleeping and stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's what the lady told me as well, who was taking the pill. She said she was having weird sexual dreams. You know, she said they weren't nightmares. They were sexual dreams. And she's like, this is just wild sexual dreams with goats and shit, you know. And I didn't
right.
want to go any further after she said the goats. You know, at first I was intrigued, but when she got to the goats, it was time for me to change the subject.
You
know? Yeah, exactly. You know, I like goat meat, but I don't want to go any further than that. So I said, okay. But when I did notice that when I first started the patch, I had some weird-ass dreams. One dream was... I was ambushed at home by some mercenaries or some shit like that. And I didn't understand what that was all about. Then I had another dream that, it was another off-the-wall ass dream. I was infected with ticks or some shit like that. And it was kind of strange. And they weren't normal dreams, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
and then during the dream, I'm like, okay, well, this is just a dream. I'm going to wake up right now. And I said that in the dream, and it didn't happen. I said, okay, well, this shit ain't a dream. I really do have tics. So I woke up. I woke up scratching and shit, and my back was itching and everything. I'm like, oh, hell no. So I kind of drifted away, but I kind of figured, I guess I just took the hypothesis that if I just kept on going with them, maybe they would lighten up or something like that. And they pretty much have. I mean, I don't have any kind of strange dreams or anything like that. I mean, it seems to be working for me. It does. It seems to be working for me.
Yeah. Because I think I went maybe about 3 weeks without smoking. I've been hospitalized a lot. So, you know, when I'm in a hospital, I can't smoke. So,
Same here. It's one thing about the damn hospital. I remember last time I was in the damn hospital, and they had like a GPS system hooked on to me and shit. You know, they knew everywhere I went in the hospital. I happened to go outside to smoke a cigarette. And when I came back in, they're like, Buck, where you been? We lost track of you.
Yeah.
You went off the radar. I'm like, oh, shit, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the hell we're going outside to smoke a cigarette.
Then you got to listen to Autumn lecture about you trying to, well, can you unhook me so I can go smoke? Well, you know you don't need to be smoking. And I'm like, oh, God, forget it.
Yeah, and that's what I told him. Well, give me a patch then, you know what I'm saying? Or if not, we're going to have problems.
Yeah.
Up there. You know, you got to give me something, man, you know. Hell.
But have you ever had a doctor tell you that and they smoke? Like, have you ever, I've been in the hospital a lot, so I may, you know, be just walking or something, and you see all these doctors and nurses outside smoking. I'm like, wow, that's interesting.
You know, I have seen that, but I can't say that I've had a doc. Well, you know what? No, I take that back. That was a neurologist. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. A neurologist.
He
came to my room to check me out, and he was all in my face, and I smelled all that Marlboro Light that he had on his breath. Something about a Marlboro Light, it just smells like burnt paper to me. I don't know what it is about Marlboro Lights. They just smell like burnt paper. It the scent lingers.
Yeah, they strong.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be lights. But anyway, and I can't say that I have. Honestly, a lot of doctors that I've had so far have been like those. I don't want to categorize them, but I'm going to say Mediterranean. They're from the Middle East. And, you know, most of them, they really don't dig drinking and smoking. You know, they just, hell no. You going to hell for that. So I can't say that I've encountered a lot. But, yeah, that neurologist one day, oh, man, he just reeked the Marlboro Lights. I mean, he reeked of it. I mean, he really was like, son of a bitch. Hell, I was getting dizzy and sick from it. Oh, my goodness. But one thing, I go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I found a lot that most people jump from one habit to another. I mean, everybody that has a habit that I watch with their habits, they will quit one thing and start another one. That's a scary thing to me, too, because I'm like, okay, if I'm not smoking cigarettes, I might want to do something else. I mean, I don't know. Because I watch other people, not saying that I'm weak-willed or anything. I'm just saying from experience.
Well, the only thing I've experienced with as far as jumping from nicotine was weight gain. Yeah, I mean, I've experienced that myself. You know, you stop smoking, but you're eating more. And that's right. What I have noticed as far as from myself and for other people. But I've never noticed anyone jumping from one thing to the next. I have seen people jump from regular Newports and then they go to them roll up Bugles that I have seen. Now no thanks. I pass on that. I mean, I'm not talking bad about the people that smoke roll ups, but I can't do roll ups. Just, you know, just give me a Newport and I'm good. You know, that's good enough for me. You know, although I do like a nice, good rum soaked cigar, you know, every now and then, those are nice. Those are real. I mean, you just sit back, you can chew on it, get the rum flavor out of it, or you just sit back and puff on it. That's kind of nice. I don't mind cigar smoke. Cigar smoke is pretty cool. Not saying there's nothing wrong with people that smoke Black and Mild. I'm just not a Black and Mild kind of guy. I can't. Mm-mm. I need something real. something hand rolled. I'll put it that way.
Well, I don't smoke cigars, but I'm around a lot of people that smoke things inside of cigars.
Oh yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, yeah, I mean, I can't knock that. I mean, although I'm not a fan of the flavored rolled cigars, I'll tell you that. It's something about that. They're nice to smell, but I can't do the flavored cigars and all that. Now, one thing I do want to mention is I don't know if they have one in the airport where you live, but the airport here at Hartsfield Jackson, they have a smoke room. And oh my God. You know, like I said, I've been smoking for a long time, but when I go in the smoke room, it's like, oh,
that'd be horrible.
Oh man, you know,
I'm a smoker.
Exactly. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, heaven forbid you got some bitch with a respiratory problem smoking a cigarette. God knows you're not supposed to be smoking a cigarette, but heaven forbid you got some bitch with a respiratory problem smoking a cigarette. And like I say, you're not supposed to be smoking a cigarette. You got a respiratory problem. But if you go in that room and you got a respiratory problem, you coming the hell up out of that, man. You can't. It's too much, you know. You got the cigarettes, you got the cigars, then you got the tobacco. That's just too much. You can cut that shit with a knife, man. That's some baffling shit to me. I don't understand how folk do that. Look here, Mel. We gonna hit up some more these artists on here. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk some more about anybody who ever tried to quit or whoever didn't want to quit. We just going to keep it going for our nicotine brothers and sisters out there. So hold tight. We're going to hit this legacy. We'll be right back.
While I just fly. ghost. You kind of focus on the real, and I'ma let you know. It's kind of strange how we're kissing and loving and hugging and touching. Now you wanna say I ain't getting nothing? What about the club? You didn't say no paying. Now we at the party, you tell me no plan. Signals must have got crossed. Yes, I must have got lost. Thinking it was on, but you was only leading both. I ain't a racist, I only do what you let me. In case you didn't know when you met me, I'm a Chi-Town legend with the ladies. You will forever remember the name B.A. Crazy.
Raise your face.
right, welcome back to Lawless Radio. You're listening to the Raw Deal with Patrice. My name is Buck. I'm sitting in for the lovely Patrice, a.k.a. Mrs. Buck. And we are talking to all my nicotine fiend friends out there. I got Mel on the line. Mel, if you don't mind, I'm going to bring in Catrice for a sec. I know she's sitting there in traffic close by. Catrice, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Catrice, you there, sugar? Oh, shucks, now. Look like we done lost her. She done went through a little bad spot. She'll be back later. I know in due time. But, we was talking about all my smokers out there, who smoke, who don't smoke, what you don't smoke, blah, blah, blah. Mel, you still out there?
Right here.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, sugar. That's
you,
good. That's good.
You did the same thing she did to me last week. I was eating.
I'm here. Oh, hell, no, it's all good. Hell, I was eating some chicken before I walked up in here. I had some chicken and mashed potatoes with onion, chives, and garlic, and melted cheese, and it was all ooey gooey. Yeah, we on the same page,
that
sugar.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Go on, do your thing. Huh?
I'm done.
Oh, that's cool. Oh. So, yeah, that was once upon a time. As a matter of fact, I want Catrice to come back because, whether you believe it or not, Catrice used to be a smoker. She used to smoke Newport Longs. And that was quite some time ago. But now it's as though she can't stand the smoke, you know. I'm in the car, and I might five a square. Oh, my God, I would have done. I can't breathe. I go, damn, wasn't you a smoker too once upon a time? Man, you just done turned your back on everything. Well, I'll be damned, girl. All right, well, never mind.
I like
again.
That, too, and I smoke. I can't sit in a smoke-filled car either, though.
Well,
it bothers
yeah.
me.
If the window's down, now, you got to have some kind of ventilation. Yeah. I see a lot of folk out
well,
there.
Well, some people don't. You know?
Exactly. I was going to just about to say, I see a lot of folk out there, excuse me, who ride around with their windows up smoking a cigarette. How in the hell can you do that? I can't understand it. I mean, I'm a smoker too, but you got to give me some kind of ventilation.
Yeah, I need some air.
And
I'm a type of smoker. I will always ask somebody, even if I'm in my own home, I don't smoke in my house. That may seem weird, but... I do smoke in the house. I just don't smoke in the general area because I have, you know, my husband doesn't smoke, the kids, you know, my son
mm-hmm.
has asthma. So I go in either my bathroom or maybe the garage or something just to be considerate. I don't have to. It's just because I want to. But even if I'm around somebody or they're in my car or something, I will ask them before I light up, like, will this bother you?
That was one thing that Catrice had put, one of the rules of the house was no smoking in the house. I'm like, man, goddamn, you know, it's cold as hell out there, you know, but, you know, kids and then her, so... You know, I limited, like you say, to the garage, to the bathroom. I got to have that square in the morning. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah. You can't start the day out without that right there, man. It's a fucked up day, you know. You come out there. What's wrong? Nothing, goddammit. It ain't shit.
It's bad, though.
I got a witness on the line now. Looks like my baby done came back. Catrice, you out there. Talk to me.
Hey, y'all out there?
Hey.
Where else we going, baby? Hell yeah, we are.
I am trying to head it home. Yes, I'm ready, though. How y'all doing out there? I hear you talking about smoking. You know how I feel about smoking. I used to smoke. Now, let me just say this. Now,
I don't know. Look at that out the bag. I'm sorry, dear.
I used to smoke, but I don't anymore, and I can't stand it. This is rough. It's rough.
Yeah, I was just telling Mel about that. You know, fire up a cigarette in the vehicle or something, and you about to pass out and call the fire department and all that shit and need oxygen and all that. I'm like, well, damn. Okay. Hell, the window is down all the way. What's the problem?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, you have an issue. It happens, man. It definitely happens.
I wonder how you can jump from smoking to it like being so disgusted to you, though.
What did you say? How I can jump from smoking to doing what?
For it being so just disgusting, like ugh, you can't stand it.
Well, you know what? I think because once you stop intaking it, and then every time you walk somewhere, you're like, okay, I can't stand the smell. It's weird. Cause at first I was cool, but now I'm like, I can't even take it. Like, just don't even smoke in my presence. I can't do it.
You know, you missed it earlier, Mel and I. We were talking about I brought the smoke room at the airport.
Oh no, my goodness, no, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
That's cancer right there. If you just want to fill your lungs up for no reason at all.
Yeah.
You need to step in that square box. It's like a square box, and it's just smoke filled.
You know, back in the day, they didn't have a door on it, but now they have a door on it. They have a sliding door on it now. So,
They have a
sliding door now. So now it's like really trapped in there, man. You got three different kinds of smokes. You got the cigarettes, you got the cigars, you got the pipe. You know, so it's like, damn. You know, even.
I'd be burning.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Your eyes burning, you coughing. And then
you walk out smelling like a Marlboro Light.
Smoke all in your hair.
They smoke like, damn, hell man, ain't shit right about them.
Mm-mm. Hell yeah, that's the truth, man. Yeah, because you get all in your hair, your clothes. But here's the thing, though. Okay, for some reason, Newports don't smell like this, but I swear, there is some people, you just like a walking cigarette, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, if you walk past them, it's like, as soon as they open their mouth, it's like, and you're like, God,
I smell it, but I can't stand the smell of smoke on other people. I don't know, and I'd be wondering, do I smell like that?
Right, right. You're thinking to yourself, like, damn, do I really smell like that?
Because I'm like, ugh, you see, somebody try to kiss you with that on their breath, it's like, ugh. So
exactly.
I get that, you know, but I'd be like, do I smell like that to somebody that don't smoke? Because he don't smoke, and he can't stand it. But I'm like, maybe that's how I smell, because I wouldn't like it either, and I smoke.
Right, right.
Well, you know,
you
could either do that or you could chew tobacco. Now, I don't look down on people that do it, but God damn, man. Jesus. Nah, that's taking it a step too far for me. And then the tobacco chewers, they tell, well, hell, you smoking cigarettes, you ain't no better than me. I'm not saying who better than who, but. God damn, you got to draw the line somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Damn,
exactly.
Draw the line.
There got to be some point where it's just like, hey, man, for real.
Oh, my God.
I'll be honest. I have a girlfriend, and we've been friends for about a year.
Oh, please don't tell me.
Well, she too. But she just told me this about 3 weeks ago.
Mm.
She hid it from me because she was so embarrassed by it. Because a lot of women don't do it or whatever. And she was like, I have something to tell you. I'm a chewer. And I don't know what she's talking about. So now she comes and sits in the cup and all of that. And I'm like, wow. But.
I know we married, but could you date a girl that chews tobacco?
I don't think so. Because I kind of want to stick my tongue in her mouth eventually. You know, I mean. Not to say that there's anything wrong with a woman that chews tobacco, because I had a great grandmother who chewed tobacco. She chewed tobacco. They had like a little enclosed porch, and there was a old coffee can. That's what she used to spit her tobacco at. And I think my great grandmother was like 108 or something like that when she died. And that can had been sitting there so long that it was like embedded in the floor. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, 108 years old, still chewing tobacco. I guess there's some sort of longevity to it. But I couldn't see myself stick my tongue in a woman's mouth who chews tobacco. Especially not after a fresh shoe. You know, like a fresh morning, you know, with some scope or some aqua or something like that. Yeah, but not after a fresh shoe.
My thing is, too, just watching her
exactly. Now the company I work at, it's a printing company, and there's quite a few people that chew tobacco. And when we have our morning production meetings, you know, these are professional meetings that pretty much schedule how your day is supposed to go, and there's like 2-3 guys in there with like spit cups, you know, in this meeting, and I'm kind of like, well, damn, what happened to the professionalism in it? And then sometimes they have a cup, and then sometimes they'll have the clear Coca-Cola bottle, the plastic bottle.
You're sitting there, that's just lying down the side.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That's why
we
need to draw the line somewhere in this meeting here.
Yeah.
You know,
over here spitting.
Yeah, exactly. And then one instance, guy had, you know, the cup. It was the styrofoam coffee cup, you know, and it was sitting next to another dude's coffee cup. You know, he actually had coffee in his cup. He picks up the cup and gets ready to, you know, take a little sip, and he happens to get a whiff of the winter green. He's like, oh, this is not my cup. And it was like, you know, that was okay. You know, this is not my cup.
My God.
What the fuck, man? This ain't nothing. What the, who the fuck? You know, that's how you're supposed to react. Other than, oh, this is
right.
Man, I think you're supposed to put a little bit more emphasis in it like than that. You know, don't set your shit next to my cup or something of that nature. You know, that was pretty bad. That was pretty bad. But I like I said, I can't see myself sticking my tongue in a woman's mouth after a fresh chew. No, my love draws the line somewhere.
It's just as bad as licking ass.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna go into that. We sticking on tobacco right now, not ass. That's coming up in our 10 o'clock hour, so stand by for that one.
Right.
Gotta set it up, Patrice.
Yeah, really.
Damn. Right.
I guess that's why they.
I would just like to announce that black people don't belong in Cobb County.
You know, I've always said that.
You know what? My cousin, that's where she lives at, though. That's where I was when I left there not so long ago.
Black folks don't belong in Cobb County.
That's
maybe that's why TL wouldn't come up there and see me. He's like, oh, okay.
Hell yeah. You say the hell out of Cobb County. The Cobb County, you drive through, and that's it.
Yeah. One day we will realize that we do not belong in Cobb County. I mean, everything, like I said, everything that looks good to you ain't good.
Somebody, Cobb is blowing flat right next to me.
Keep on rolling.
I'm rolling.
Oh, damn right. All right.
That's how I can see, girl. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, something jumped off. Hell yeah, it wasn't normal. Wasn't nobody sticking.
He just blew a flat, man, right next to me.
I'll be damned.
That's good at me.
All right, look here. Look, we got somebody from 414-807. We're going to chime on in. This is Buck on the line, sitting in for Catrice. Who is talk to me.
Who the hell you think it is?
Oh, look out now. Mr. Friends, a.k.a. Mississippi Red. It is the 10 o'clock hour.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Mayor. It's Mayor on the line.
What's up,
man? Okay, I just want to ask you a quick question. Do you have any folks in Kenosha?
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Right, just south of Grace
Lane. Kenosha is where?
Just south of Racine.
Okay.
No, I guess not. She don't know. She don't.
I don't even know what Kenosha is. I have family everywhere.
See, it's south of Racine.
It's in Wisconsin.
Where is that, though? I mean, what city? What state? I mean, what
Wisconsin.
State? I don't know nobody in Wisconsin.
So you don't have a cousin named Tracy Tolfrey. They used to call him Trick.
I'm sure he is my relative, yeah. I don't know him personally.
You probably do. I mean, if he's a toll-free, he's a cousin of yours.
He's related to me. I don't know every toll-free.
Well, he's a cousin of yours. Take my word for it. Well, he's a cousin. Let's quit the argument. He's a cousin. Okay. So now.
What's up, cousin?
What's going on? Okay, so the top of the night.
I said, can tell you. He could tell you. We got one of the biggest families in America. But go ahead,
What's
okay,
up, Mr.
Well, what's happening, Lynn? How you doing? How you live?
I'm good. Buck
and everybody else, where's Puss in Boots?
Look at him. Puss in Boots is missing in action.
Oh, okay. Because, you know why? Somebody better check up on him. You might have had a heart attack with all them steroids.
Here we go.
The nigga just big, man.
The human body is not naturally built to get that damn big.
But y'all, they be at war on Facebook. I be cracking up because I be starting it.
They be at war.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look at Mississippi.
Yo.
The topic of this evening is I was mostly dedicating this show to all my nicotine fiend friends out there, you know, whether it's regulars, menthol, shorts, longs, 120s, cigars, or tobacco pipe.
Oh, you know what? I was never a nicotine fiend. I prefer my cream black.
Your cream black. Okay, all right. That's cool. That's
not a cigarette, but.
No, I don't smoke. I like black. Cream black.
Black and mild. Black and mild.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I can dig that. I can't say I've indulged in the black and mild. I've always been one of those hand roll cigar smokers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a nice rum soaked cigar, you know, that I can sit back, chew on, and all that, man, and just puff on for a couple of days, what have you.
Right, yeah, I'm the same way. I don't, you know, it's not like somebody like me, like most people who are, you know, cigarette smokers, they're like a two-pack a day or three-pack a day smoker. I'm like a two black a day smoker.
Two black a day. Okay.
And everybody's saying, well, blacks is worse than cigarettes. Well, I tell them, well, most people that smoke blacks don't smoke as many cigarettes as a cigarette smoker do, because if I can smoke two blacks, that's not as bad as someone who is a two black a day. You know what I'm saying? Because your average cigarette smoker is going to smoke a pack a day. So for somebody to tell me, well, one black is equal to three cigarettes, I'm not doing as bad as them.
No, nah, you still coming out even. You know, I mean, you still coming out ahead, as they say.
I'm saying they don't even, not the ones that smoke cigarettes, they doing worse than we are.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Now,
black don't contain, they, for one, they do not contain nicotine, they do not contain tar, they do not contain battery fluid.
Battery fluid, shit.
Battery fluid?
That's what cigarettes contain. Cigarettes contain nicotine, battery acid, embalming fluid, and all types of different shit.
I need to Google that shit.
Yeah, I got to find out what's in my new parts, because if that's the case, I
you might have to go to leave it alone, huh?
Maybe.
You ain't believe it, Buck.
Man.
I wouldn't doubt it, dog. You know, it's 2011. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be any goddamn thing right about now, man. That's
but
the thing.
Right.
That's
right. But I'll say, I mean.
When you going down on a girl's butt, do you ask the last time she took a dump? I mean, you really don't want to know what's in it.
Why you got to go there?
I don't think it's a nicotine.
Hold on, wait a minute.
She ain't swallowing it.
Yeah.
Who's posing the question to whom?
Mississippi Red.
Yes, ma'am.
Do they have those smoke rules at the airport in Wisconsin?
No, they got rid of them a couple years ago.
Did they really?
Yes, they did. They got rid of them because most people, they were smoking cigarettes. But if they were smoking black and mild, it was not. It is a lot more. Cigarettes have a lot more ingredients in them than a black does. And once you light it up, that takes it tenfold. It is a lot of stuff in cigarettes, such as nicotine, tar. As I said before, there is battery acid, there is embalming fluid, and antifreeze, what they make the antifreeze with, that is in there also.
Man, you are very discouraging as far as somebody trying to start a smoker's habit. You are very discouraging. And I appreciate that.
I don't smoke cigarettes. I smoke black. Blacks don't have nearly the shit with cigarettes have.
Well, I'm glad you're promoting that. But you know, there are some places.
You know what? If it fucked up your fat, so tonight if I have fucked up a good home, I didn't mean to do that. But I'm just telling you, because everybody, I get sick and tired of everybody telling me that, well, you know, one black and mild is equal to 10 cigarettes. I mean, to one cigarette.
Well, see, that's
you know
why, I wanted to jump on your bandwagon just now as to how some places that allow cigarettes smoking in their establishments, such as the Corner Tavern up in Midtown Atlanta, they allow smoking, but they do not allow black and mild to be smoked in the establishment. I mean, if you want to smoke a black and mild, you got to go outside. If you want to smoke a cigarette, you're more than welcome to stay within the establishment.
Because just like they said, one black is equal to 10 cigarettes, but you are welcome to smoke them. Most people know that they can smoke a cigarette in that establishment, but, you know, they're going to smoke multiple cigarettes. But normally a person, they're going to only, like me, I'm not even going to smoke a whole black and mild.
Yeah.
I might smoke a quarter or maybe like an inch of it and put it out, and I'm going to take it somewhere else and smoke it elsewhere. I'm going to smoke it there. I mean, it may take me a whole 2 hours to smoke one black. But within that hour, like I said before, it's been certain times it took me a whole day to smoke one black. But within that time span, how many cigarettes are you going to smoke? Maybe like 6 to 10.
Yeah, especially if you have a pack smoke a day like I used to be. I can actually say you.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I kind of understand where you're coming from, how you're black and mild. You know, the last couple of days, I have a cousin who smokes black and mild. His one black and mild lasts him for 2 days. So, you know, I can understand that. But my question to you is, now, I've only puffed on black and mild. When I had a black and mild, I've only puffed on them. I've really never inhaled them. Do you inhale your black and mild as a cigarette?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's for me, that's just pretty strong. You know, I'm not knocking your capabilities or your abilities or anything like that. I just that's just pretty strong for me.
Most people that I know that smoke a black and mild, they inhale.
Okay.
That's why it is designed. That's what the black and mild is designed for. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, most people, everybody that smokes cigarettes inhale them. Well, the black and mild was designed for a smoker that does not want to inhale the battery acid, the embalming fluid, and all the other thousand other chemicals that are that are present in a cigarette.
Yeah,
but they want to get the same effect.
They
want to get the same effect. They want to cool down. They want to, you know what I'm saying? So my heart and my lung is pretty much better than yours.
That's fine. I just remember that when I need like a heart or lung transplant or something, I know where I go.
Don't get mixed with the red ass.
Yeah, somebody around the way, scientific head. Somebody you want to get that? I was smoking these cigarettes. He just got them black and mild. Yeah,
my dad.
In fact, let me write that down. Right.
Really wears me because he has emphysema and he's
who's
on
that?
Oxygen for
who's
the rest of his life. From smoking emphysema, COPD. And it's so weird because when I go visit him, I mean, literally, he will take his mask off, light up a cigarette, smoke it, and put his mask back on. I'm like, Daddy, why don't you just quit? I mean, with this oxygen tank, in the house, I'm like, I'm about to go. You got a light, baby. Nah, you can have the lighter. I'm about to go.
Yeah, real damn. Smoking with us.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, me personally, I would be, if I was any of my friends or my mother or my father, I would be more concerned with me dying with liver cirrhosis than it would be with lung cancer due to smoking. Because, you know, I'm alcoholic.
I'm not joking, but my daddy really does have emphysema, and I really do see him doing this. I'm not making this up.
I got an old boss of mine who has emphysema, and he smokes, oh, shit, I want to say probably about 3 packs a day, you know. So, yeah, I mean, he just said to hell with it. And the bad part about it is his mother died from emphysema. His father died from emphysema. His uncle died from emphysema, but you know, I mean, I guess he just got the fever for the flavor. Hey, listen here, I got one more caller coming in from Chi-Town, 773-454. This is Buck. You're listening to the Raw Deal with Catrice. I'm sitting in for Catrice, aka Mrs. Buck. Talk to me.
What up, my big homie, Big Buck?
Oh, it's the Midwest done blew in. Look out now.
What up, man? Windy City, baby.
The Bears, they finally got one, baby. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We're going to get another one in London this weekend.
Man.
No, the hell y'all ain't.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, let me get my glory.
Come on.
I mean, okay, whatever y'all undefeated, just let me get my glory, okay?
Right.
Thank you.
Dude, I hate when the Packers
gonna
do. Look.
See there?
No, I'm
saying. See there? Pissing on
Black
my cola
and mayo.
Let's not get on the
tee. Hey, only thing I want to say about the cigarettes and all that is I miss my buds. Oh my God, I miss my reefer, man. God damn, what made me get a job that you couldn't smoke? Oh my God. Man, look, my right side of me, my bad side, talking about going to take a smoke. going to take a puff or whatever, but, you know, the righteous side telling me don't do it. It ain't worth it. The economy too bad. You know what I'm saying? And I miss it when I'm fucking. I miss it when I'm driving, listening to my music. Man, dog, boy. Hey. Hey, when I be smelling niggas getting on the bus, man, it give me a headache now, man.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. You must kind of been out the game for a minute.
Man, kid, almost, it'll be a year, January.
Damn.
Yeah, man, but you know, I'm going to maintain. I ain't going to blow. I've been smoking these blacks, but that ain't shit, man. They don't even, they give you a head rush.
Yeah.
That shit ain't even worth it, man. But I'll be needing a puff on something, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
That's all I need.
Man, no, nah, man, I need the black.
Need a that's what I'm telling you, the blacks is better for you, man, because you ain't going to be, you know what I'm saying?
You need some purple rolled up in the dust mess?
Man, kid, I need some swishes or something. Shit, this shit's crazy. That shit's crazy, man. I don't know. I know it's for the good, but, man, need to come with something else, man. And then this synthetic shit, some college football players got caught smoking that.
Yeah, that synthetic weed.
Yeah, so that let me know you can't even smoke that. That bullshit talking about they won't find it in your system. Yes, they will.
Yeah, if it's got THC in it, they're going to find it. But, you know, as far as synthetic shit, you might as well just give me something out of somebody's backyard while I'm fucking around something like that.
No, I smoked some with Chill one day, man, because he was hyping me. Chill was like, this shit's real. That shit was pretty good, man.
Really?
Yeah, it got me high and everything. You know I'm a part-time drinker, man, so me and drinking and fucking really don't get along too good.
Yeah. Yeah, it turns into a sloppy fuck.
No, not even that. I fell asleep. I fell asleep in the foot.
Oh.
Like, hey, she was like, she woke, you know, the next morning. I'm like, damn, what happened? She was like, nigga, you fell asleep while you was eating a pussy.
Damn,
I'm like, get the fuck
happened.
Out of here. She was like, nigga.
Wow.
You fell asleep.
You fell asleep while you was eating a pussy. Shit.
Man, dog. Hey,
you know, you already know me, man. If I would have been eating pussy, I would have been doing it faithfully. That shit keeps me up. I don't fall asleep while you eat pussy. That's like my special.
Get some ass on the side. We know what keeps you
too.
Up.
Yep, thank you. Thank you.
They can put like his 5 hour energy drink, huh?
Trust and believe.
Man, I was so embarrassed.
That is my energy drink.
Couldn't believe it.
Listen, let's try again or what happened?
No. Yeah, of course, you know, it was just, I fell asleep. She, you know, she was a little mad. Like, damn, nigga, I ain't even come before you fell asleep. I'm like, man. But, hey.
Ain't nothing like falling in head full of pussy.
Yeah. That's, wow. I can't say I've had the privilege of that happening. But, it's. I guess blame it on the 8-0. I guess that's all you can do. Blame it on the 8-0.
I don't know what I'm gonna do, man. These drinking shit ain't shit.
Yeah. Drinking is a little rough, especially when you got to be somewhere the next day.
The next day, man. Hey,
yeah.
That night the Bears played that Monday night, right?
Yeah.
Me and one of my boys went to the factory, so I had a fifth of a hen, right? We killed the fifth. This nigga go get a half pint, drink that. Man, do you know this nigga was so sloppy drunk, man, later on that night, man, I had to leave his ass in my car, man. I was like, nigga, I know you ain't saying I was going to pick your ass up, man. And he was married. I had asked the nigga at 12 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, man, nigga, what time you got to be home, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking more of his wife than he was.
Yeah.
This nigga, he ain't wake up and get out of my car at 6 in the morning.
Wow.
I go to the The next week, he tried to blame it on me. Man, you could have took me home. I was only down the street. Nigga, your car was right outside. I thought you was just trying to doze off for a minute. You know, I was punching you for 15 minutes.
Oh, you know, hell, so, buddy.
Man,
no.
I ain't no sticker dog, but I'm going to buy me a fifth tomorrow, man. And
might as well get back to it. Yeah, get back to it, man. Get back
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, I reckon.
Mm,
oh,
wow.
Y'all got any of them friends that always asking for a cigarette or whatever you smoke, a black or blunt?
Yeah, his name is Yella. He stayed on
I'm
the 119th
like, if you can't
Street.
Support your habit, you need a new one.
Yeah, yeah. He'd ask for a cigarette, then he want to ask for some of my beer.
Oh, you know Yella?
Nah, I'm just putting it out there.
Oh,
some bitch go to work every day just like you and me, but he got to ask for a cigarette and some of my beer.
Yeah.
Why we got to share the same bottle, dude? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we,
right.
we kind of like grown men now. You know, we don't need to share
right.
the same beer bottle.
Right.
Mm, I'll be damned. Well,
damn.
Yeah, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is.
I had somebody ask me the other day, you got some cigarettes? I'm thinking you about to go and buy me a pack. He asked for some.
Yeah, you got a better chance of giving away some pussy than giving away a cigarette. It's how a cigarette's off door.
Yeah, you can $5 a cigarette, man.
Can I have a cigarette? No, but you can get some of this pussy if you want to. Hey, y'all hold tight, man. Y'all hold tight. Let me play a cut or two right quick. This is I'm Alive with King B.
Every day I'm a
Deal with Catrice. My name is Buck. I'm sitting in for the lovely Catrice, a.k.a. Mrs. Buck. We got our friends and callers on the line talking about these nicotine smokers out here, which I am one of. What we at here? We at Sloss, Mel, and Catrice. We got them on the line. All right,
what's
Catrice,
up?
How far are you, baby?
I'm actually coming up the back of the mall.
Damn, look at that, girl. Look at that, look at that, look at that.
I'm back in the mall. Yes, yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Wanted to point out something. Remember when we were talking earlier and I was saying something about when people stop smoking, they normally try to go to something else?
Yeah.
Isn't that what Ann just said?
I mean, you can say smoking, but, you know, in his situation, you know, he had to replace the actual smoking product.
Most people do that, though.
Huh?
Right, I know that, but I'm just saying most people do it. Most people do, that I know.
Do it the other way around. They do it the other way around. When they start smoking something else.
Well, whatever. I mean, you know,
yep.
Like, I had to stop drinking, not by choice, but then I started looking at other stuff, like, okay, I want a high. You know, I want something, but I didn't touch it, but I wanted to, you know.
Yeah, we done got a little bit too old to be experimenting, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm like, oh,
Hell
yeah. You want somebody to sit here and try this? You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, really. Yeah, really. Back in the day with sherm sticks and all that shit.
I'm finna go to the real ones, the old Papa ones.
Yeah, the right hand roll ones. I had mentioned that earlier, the Mississippi Rim, he's talking about his Black and Miles, and I was like, well, you know, I kind of like a nice rum soaked, you know, $20 cigar, you know, just sit back, and I can smoke on that for at least about 2-3 days. I really like to get one when I'm on the grill, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm out on the grill, taking my time on the grill, so I'm just kind of relaxing a little bit, you know. I'm a little cocktail, I'm a brew, and I got a nice fat one, you know what I mean? I kind of like that, too. I kind of enjoy that my damn self, you know.
Yeah. Black and
Mild
ain't shit.
All
I'm
doing is pissing you off.
Man, that's it.
Here we go. We got Mississippi Red back. Mississippi Red back with us.
Okay, yeah, I know somebody talked some shit about me. What's happening?
Not you in general, just Black and Mild. You know, my man's having a hard time getting accustomed
to
the Black and Mild.
Okay, what about Black?
Well,
they ain't worth it.
Let them tell it. What
they
about blood?
Worth it, man. It ain't nothing but a headache. When I first started, they was giving me headaches and shit.
It was better because I started smoking Newports before I started smoking Black. When I was in Baton Rouge, I was at Southern University.
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge. My partner down there was like, well, Kev, you know, you instead of smoking them Newports, you might want to try this. And that's when I started first smoking the Black. And I started saying to myself they were very good. You know what I'm saying? They started doing me right because it was like one Black was better than a pack of Newports. So... And I've been smoking Blacks ever since. And they come out with all type of flavors, with the apple, the wine, the Royale, and the cream.
And ain't
I got no problem with Blacks.
And you say the cream is your favorite, right?
And that's what you heard.
That's what I heard.
That's what you heard.
You're all damn right, man. That's not serious.
Hey, when y'all coming up here?
Shit, when it get warm. So, you know, that ain't going to be soon. I'm going to tell you that not.
Oh, you old southern ass nigga.
Hey, I don't give a shit. Shit.
Well, hey, Buck.
Talk to me.
Tell dude I'm already up here, 90 miles away.
Oh, yeah, he know where you at.
Okay.
You got some pussy for me, I'll come out there. But if she think I'm eating some ass, you got to explain it to her.
Listen here. I tried to get her to call, but she was asleep. I tried to get her to call in the station. Tell me how many minutes I got. I would keep you on the, but keep dude on the air. Let me see if I can get her back.
Man, you know what? I ain't mean to offend or step on no toes, but man, she had a nice voice, man. I mean, she was. Wow.
I'm gonna call her back. Hold on.
Hey, tell her,
let me call.
On your page or something.
Don't do it then.
I'm gonna have
let
to
me call.
That ass.
Let me call.
Don't do it.
Hold on. All right.
Man, I smell fried chicken outside the door. Shit.
Yeah. I told Mel that's what I was working on earlier. I told her I was working on some chicken and you had the potatoes down for me, you know.
Shoot. Damn. What's
that talking about? I told you, Mel.
Hey, did y'all move again?
No. No, we still in the same spot. All right. Now, if I move again,
I'm gonna get a vacation. So shit.
Huh?
There's no telling when I'm gonna get a vacation. I don't even know when I'll be able to get my ass down there again.
When you move again, when we move again, you're gonna hear about it because we're gonna be We're gonna be in a big ass motherfucking mansion down there.
Yeah, it's gonna be all on Facebook, Lawless Adults, Lawless Radio, Blog Talk, all that, man.
And I'm moving my ass back down there, so get extra room.
Oh, God damn.
I'm gonna work for Marta.
There you go, get you a transfer.
Hey, it's nothing like having a plan in action, I tell you.
Hey, you dig?
Damn. Yeah. Shit, I made a morph into a damn some food. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what daddy do. That's what daddy do. That's what
daddy do. Mashed potatoes and fried chicken and some peas up in this motherfucker.
Okay. Well, why you doing all that? We gonna hit one more cut and we'll be back. Hold tight, everybody.
Yeah. This piano man, the grand, I demand you to stand up. This right here is the new anthem for them ballers. I got dough, you got dough, everybody got dough. Yeah. Hard to imagine piano without C notes, you feel me? Yeah. You can call me John Doe. I know about money. I flow about money. No show without money.
You can call me John Doe.
Make bread or make cheese, bring 8 to 10 G's, cause we don't take beef. I know about money, I flow about money, no show without money. Make bread or make cheese, bring 8 to 10 G's, cause we don't take beef. You on the dollar menu, son, let me supersize you. I'm counting dough like a Papa John supervisor. I stack cheese on dough, receive it, heat it up. Deliver it all through the hood for fiends to eat it up. They say I'm big like a giant and got that jolly green. My decorations inside designed like dollar scheme. That mean it's trimmed with cream, I got a lot of green. My money's close to my heart, it's like a part of me. Ballin' and you know it, throw a stack. If you's a hustler on this grind, make it back. If you're paid and you know it, let the escalate. Show it, tell them haters in your way to top that. Ha-ha, yo. I had to do it with a nurse, we rhyme. Lawless entertainment on the first sign. They say you're bad at the bank, but I'm worse with mine. They close it down when I withdraw and I be first in line.
You can call me John Doe.
I know about money, I flow about money. No show without money.
You can call me John Doe.
Make bread or make cheese, bring 8 to 10 G's, cause we don't take beef.
You can call me John Doe.
I know about money, I flow about money. No show without money.
You can call me John Doe.
Make cheese, bring 8 to 10 G's, cause we don't take beef.
Need the cash money syndicate, credit won't get it in.
Ain't got the money, about it, forget it then. They used to say that they ain't tricking if you got it. Well, I say that you ain't
ballin'.
If you gotta think about it, think about it. With all my songs and all my records, I ain't bragging, but I think that I can buy and sell the deficit. Spending money recklessly, think I'm lying, check and see. And a million off of Rio on a set of skis. Making rain heavily on every kind of charity. Everything from say to reach to help the people paraplegic. I don't mind, let them keep it if I don't need it. Cause if I harvest it, I'll reap it for another. Season. What's the price of that?
Man.
I stop looking cause I flip that daily like an IHOP cook, man. You reap with your soul, slow on the flow. You can call me,
you can call me,
you can call me, you can call me John Doe. I know about money, I flow about money, no show without money.
You can call me John Doe.
Make bread or make cheese, bring 8 to 10 G's, cause we don't take beef.
You can call me John Doe.
I know about money, I flow about money, no show without money. Make bread or make cheese, bring 8 to 10 G's, cause we don't take visa.
All right, Lawless Radio, this is Buck sitting in for Catrice, the Raw Deal with Catrice, a.k.a. Mr. Buck. All right, I got Catrice on the line, I got Mel on the line. You all want to throw any final thoughts in on this show? I believe that Mississippi Red will be back with his living eyewitness and testimonial young lady. In the meantime,
We're going to take some final thoughts, and then we're just going to play on some of these cuts. We're going to cut it on out. And damn, cut it on out. Hell no. Wait a minute. I should write that down.
I don't know if people still calling these cuts. Back in the day, you know, you put on some eyes. Ooh, that's my cut. So I don't know if they're still using the terminology, but I just did, and I just like what I just said. We're going to cut it on out.
But we gonna see if there's any final thoughts from anybody out there. Talk to me, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm just like a slaughter, baby. I don't have anything else to say about cigarettes, smoke, weed, smoke, whatever. You know, hey, smoke up.
There you go.
I know some folk
want to go back in the day when you used to be able to smoke on the Greyhound bus and on the airplane and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I was watching some. I think it was Miami Vice. I think I was watching. Man, them motherfuckers, they were smoking their ass off in the office.
Hell yeah! Trying
to conduct police work.
Smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let me go give y'all my rundown. All right. You know how to do here at Lawless Radio. Support your local come up. Make sure you hit us up every Monday night with Sherm the Man. Every Wednesday night, Grit Grind with TL, the chairman. Thursday night, yours truly, Raw Deal with Catrice. And Friday night, we're so ambitious. You know, if you ever want to submit your music, y'all go to lawlessradio.com, hit submit your music button, follow the instructions, and your music will be loaded, and we will put it in rotation. As always, support your local come up. This is the Raw Deal with Catrice. Thank you, Buck, for holding it down for your wifey. Always much love.
I got the whole little ass in the palm of my hand, baby. You know that.
I want to hear some You by King B. Did you play that already?
I can't say that I have, but I will get to that because it looks like the great one himself has brought his presence back to us.
I bet.
Okay.
Mississippi Red, is that you, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look out.
Yes, sir. Okay, and everybody else is gone. Okay, you just Buck and Catrice are there, and it's me and Nikki. What happened to Mel? She gone. We was talking about. Okay, you told her, Buck, she had a very sexy voice, and what she they were trying to hook up. They were trying to hook up with you, Nikki. And I tried to. That's why I was trying to tell you, but it's too late. They finna take it off the air right now.
What's up, Nikki?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, girl?
Always a pleasure.
I mean, I know I'm married and all, but goddamn, say something else again, Nikki. Say something else.
Like, what you want me to say?
That's it. They don't need to stop. Don't say nothing else. Goddamn, that's like it. That was it.
Right. You got them going, girl. You got them going.
Is it poking up over there?
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That was
Ant who was trying to ease up on Nikki, but he done drifted off for a second. I think he driving somewhere down the South Only Highway.
I tried to tell the car. I tried to get her in here earlier, but she was in it. But Nikki, let me tell you something. You need to become a part of the Lawless World Order, and Catrice and Buck. Tell her how she can do it. She does not have a computer at this point in time.
Don't spit that game, Catrice.
Nikki, you can listen anytime. You can call 646-478-5209 anytime, any Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night to support Lawless Radio. It's just that simple. You can dial from your phone. You can listen from your phone. You press 1 to talk to us, or you don't have to press 1 to talk to us. But you can listen from your phone if you don't have the internet. It's cool.
Okay.
But she needs to become a part of Lawless World Order.
Well, she's part of Lawless World Order. What else do you want me to do? She need to call in. We need a more presence. You know how we had to work you in? She need to be worked in, too.
Well, T.L. worked me in because I worked with him. So I understood how to do that. I'm still part of Lawless World Order. She needs to be also.
You know, Mississippi Red, he is very demanding. I can see why, you know, he is the person he is. However, Mississippi Red, we gonna do this. Let us handle this. We'll work on in, baby. We'll work on in.
All right.
Yeah, just like that. Yeah, okay. I like that. Yeah. That's an open invitation to you, Nikki, right there, baby.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Buck, go ahead and head us out and get us some you and give us your final thoughts for the evening, sir. You know what? I do appreciate you, man. You held us down. Make that money.
As always, I hold your ass in the palm of my hands. And on tonight's topic, like I said, you know all my nicotine friends out there, if you smoke, you might lose your life, but if you don't, you might beat your wife.
Pistola. Oh yeah. Girl, I'm so open off of you. And ain't nobody but you. Especially when you walk into the room. I love it when my eyes on you. Girl, I'm so open off of you. And ain't nobody but you. Especially when you walk into the room.
Fire, legs, let's go. the window.
Know the name, know I'm all about the flame. 365, I'm always about my change. And I done put a couple pounds of THC on my brain. And I'm fresh off probation. But that ain't really do nothing, but really just intensify the chasing. And I'm still spitting lately. Like these grams are raw, uncut, bars come with no flaw. I pop top low L's and be about my dough. Motor City, where I'm from, if you ain't already know. My life all about skin 16. They're trying to stack their peas. Oh, I'm cold. And I'm resting in peace. So go ahead, cuff them chicks while I cuff my dough. Crispy kicks, new fit when I step through the dough. Whether it's new money or old, either way it's gonna go. And whether I'm bossing this or fire, either way I'm gonna blow. What? I'm still riding, cop the old school white on white caddy with the burgundy leather seats. I'm still hiding, come through laying low, sending out every time I hit the streets. I'm still sliding, still adding to my shoot game to kill them every time I hit the scene. I'm still grinding, like I just opened up my first spot, so you know that I'm about my green. New face, new things that chase, Michigan on the plate, give me gold out the gate. From overseas to the States, I'm putting fire to blocks. Operation all in shock while I'm counting my stocks. And I ain't never sold rocks, but I can get you that work. And I ain't never killed a man, but I can show you that dirt. Seen faces on shirts, seen faces of hurt. Moon work, got dope, blue gas, blue perk, fire.
Ooh, that dripping in an all-black caddy on the money out the window. Ooh, that dripping in an all-white caddy blowing purple. Ooh, that dripping in an all-black caddy on the money out the window.
I know. Lex on the beat. You already know who this is. Fire. AKA the arsonist. Detroit's finest. I'll let that boy go.
Looking like a star.
Make cheese, bring 8 to 10 G's, cause we don't take Visa.